Chapter 12, The Tree of Life. I believe that every human is an angel with a message to deliver. I am an angel. Right now, I'm delivering a message to you. Perhaps you don't know it, but you're also an angel. Humans are always sharing opinions and delivering messages. We can hardly wait for our children to grow up so we can teach them what we know. We want to put all of those seeds in their little heads. What is right, what is wrong, what is good, and what is bad. And what is the message that we deliver to our own kids? Do what I say, but not what I do. Tell me the truth when I lie all the time. There are two kinds of angels. Angels who share truth and angels who share lies. The question is, what kind of angels are we? What kind of message do we deliver? When humans lived in paradise before knowledge, we were angels who shared truth. When we ate the fruit of the tree of knowledge and the fallen angel reproduced itself in our mind, we humans also became fallen angels. We are fallen angels because we deliver lies, even if we don't know that we are lying. The voice of the fallen angel is so loud that we cannot hear the other voice that is silent, what I call the voice of the spirit. Our integrity, the voice of love. This silent voice is always there. Before we learned to speak, when we were 1 and 2 years old, we listened to this voice. The voice of your spirit is silent because it doesn't need to talk to you. Your body doesn't need to know how to be perfect from your point of view because it is perfect. When you're born, you don't know what you are, not with words. But your body knows what it is, and it doesn't need to explain it with words, just as your liver doesn't need to go to medical school to function with the rest of your body. It just knows what to do. There are other things that you just know. If you're a woman, you don't need to learn how to develop a fetus or how to deliver a baby. Just by nature, you are what you are. You don't need to learn to be what you are. This is silent knowledge. You just know. You can feel silent knowledge when you close your eyes. You can feel silent knowledge every time you breathe. The voice of knowledge is loud. It's not silent. You have a voice that is telling you why you are not good enough, why you don't deserve love, why you'll never be great or beautiful or perfect. That voice is lying, and the only power that it has is the power that you give it. Knowledge used to be the greatest tyrant in my life. I used to be a slave of knowledge, but knowledge no longer has power over me, and it doesn't have power over me because I no longer believe knowledge. I no longer accept that voice in my head telling me why nobody likes me, why I'm not worth it, why I'm not perfect. Now, knowledge is just a tool of communication in my pocket. What I know is wonderful because, thanks to knowledge, I can talk to you and you can understand me. That is what I'm doing right now, communicating through knowledge. Everything I'm telling you is the expression of my art. In the same way that Picasso uses color to make a portrait, I use knowledge to make a portrait of what I see and feel. 3 or 4,000 years ago, humans discovered that knowledge is contaminated by lies. If we clean all of the lies from our knowledge, we'll go back to the paradise that we lost. We'll return to truth. Return to love and reunite with God. Now we can see that the story of Adam and Eve is not just a fable, but a symbol that was created by a master who discovered the same thing that the Toltec discovered. The creator of this story obviously knew the truth, and the symbolism is so beautiful. Yes, the fallen angel who lived in the original tree of knowledge was reproduced in every human, and it's controlling people's lives even now. We're possessed, but there's no reason to be afraid. The big demon is merely a lie, and its lies haven't destroyed us yet. They've done their best, but they've failed, because we are more powerful than that fallen angel. We are only one living being, and we have been living in this world for thousands of years. Adam and Eve didn't die. They are here because we are Adam and we are Eve, and we are trying so hard to get back to the place we came from, paradise, that place of love and truth. You know that it's there because you have it in your memory. You were there when you were born, and during the first and second years of your life, you were physically there. Some call it the kingdom of heaven. Others call it nirvana, or the promised land. The Toltec call it the dream of the second attention. Every philosophy has a different name, but the meaning is the same. It is a place of joy and love. It is a place of unity, the unity of all our hearts. It is the reunion with life, because we are the manifestation of the one living being that exists. The Toltec believe that one day common sense will rule the dream of humanity. When that happens, we'll discover that everything and everybody is perfect. Everything can change, and everything will change. It just takes time. There are fewer lies today than there were 800 years ago. Just by seeing our evolution, I have faith it will recover paradise. Just imagine waking up and finding yourself in Europe during the Middle Ages. You see people suffering because their lives are ruled by superstition. Do you think you could live your life the way you're living it now? I don't think so. You can see that you don't fit in their dream. For you, their dream is a real nightmare. You want to tell the women that they don't need to be abused. You want to tell them that they have a soul, that they have the right to be happy and to express themselves in life. How do you think everybody will judge you if you take these ideas to them? Surely they'll say that you're evil, that the devil is speaking through your mouth. How long do you think you would survive? Yes, not long, because they would burn you alive. If you think that our present society is hell, that society really was hell. For us, it is obvious that the social, moral, and religious rules of that time were based on lies. But for them, it was not that obvious. Perhaps the lies you believe about yourself are not so obvious to you, but you can see the result of what you believe. And what is the result? Well, how you live your life. When you believe the truth, the result is happiness, love, goodness. You feel good about yourself and you feel good about everything. If you're not happy, it's because you believe in lies. Lies are the origin of all human conflict and suffering. The real enemy is lies, and this used to be top secret in most traditions because people believed that whoever knew this would have power over other people and they might misuse the power. That was the excuse. But I think that those who understood the truth were probably afraid to share it. Why? Because the people who believed in lies would be frightened of the truth and burn them alive. In fact, that is what happened in many parts of the world. Then how will we recover the paradise we lost? The solution is simple. The truth will set us free. When we recover the truth, a miracle happens. We open our spiritual eyes and return to heaven. Heaven is the most beautiful story made with love. And guess who creates heaven? We create our own heaven. Heaven is a story. It is a dream that we, as life, can create. But for life to create heaven, we need to allow life to manifest without the lies. If we don't believe in lies, we're already in the healing process. The Christian Mystery School knew this, the Egyptians knew this, and the Toltec knew this. But it was difficult to put it into words. Then they created legends, such as the story of Adam and Eve. And that reminds me of the other half of the story of Adam and Eve. In paradise, there's another tree, and it is the tree of life, or the tree of truth. The legend says that whoever eats the fruit of the tree of life will live forever in paradise, because life is the eternal truth. The fruit of this tree is the message that comes directly from life or from God. Life is the only truth. It is the force that is creating all of the time. When you see that force in yourself and when you put your faith in that force, you are truly alive. Now we can understand what Jesus meant when he spoke about forgiveness, about love, about heaven. He said, "Let the children come with me, because the ones who are like them can enter the kingdom of heaven." When you're a child, before you have knowledge, you live in heaven. When you fall, it is because you are innocent. And when you recover that paradise, you become like a child again, but with a big difference. Now you are no longer innocent. You are wise. This gives you immunity. You cannot fall again. We can also say that you become wise when you finally eat the fruit of the tree of life. To eat the fruit of this tree is symbolic of illumination. Illumination is when you become light. But there are no words to describe this experience. That is why we have to use mythology and our imagination to grasp what it means. To really know what it is, we need to experience it. The truth is the real you. It's your own integrity. Nobody can guide you to that place. Only you can take yourself there. You are an angel, and your life is your message. But you cannot serve two masters. You cannot share lies and share truth at the same time. You can change your story, but it begins with you, the main character of your story. You can transform yourself from a messenger of lies, fear, and destruction to a messenger of truth, love, and creation. When you return to the truth, the way you express yourself in society is much better. Your communication improves. Your creation is stronger and more powerful. In all directions, life as you know it changes for the better. You don't need to change the world. You need to change yourself. And you have to do it in your own way, because only you have the possibility of knowing yourself. It's obvious that you cannot change the world, at least not yet, because the world is not prepared for the truth. You can only change yourself, but that's a big step. By returning to the truth, you take a big step for everybody else. The gates of heaven are open, but if you don't enter heaven, it's because you believe that you're not worthy of living in a place of truth, joy, and love. This is a lie, but if you believe it, that lie controls your story, and you cannot pass through the gates of heaven. The truth is not in the story. The truth is in the power that creates the story. That power is life. It is God. To really understand what I'm saying, don't believe me with your head. Feel what I'm saying and believe your own heart. Focus your attention on what you feel, and what you'll perceive is your own integrity speaking to you. What is truth, and a very powerful part of you can recognize truth. Your life will become a masterpiece of art when the storyteller finally tells you only truth. When the voice of knowledge becomes the voice of integrity, you return to the truth. You return to heaven, you return to love, and the cycle is over. When this happens, you no longer believe your own storyteller or anybody else's storyteller. This is my story, and you don't have to believe my story either. It's up to you to believe it or not. Our life is a story. Our life is a dream. The kingdom of heaven is in our mind, and it's just a choice to return to our authentic self, to live our life in love and in truth. There's no reason for our life to be controlled by fear and lies. If we recover the control of our story, that gives us the freedom to create our life as beautifully as we can, as an artist of the spirit. The lies in our story are not important. What is important is to enjoy our time in this reality, to live in happiness while we're alive. The question is, what are you going to do with your story? My choice is to write my story with truth and with love. What is yours?